Looking for your next favorite podcast? Start here.
What's great about Stranger Things is that there is a real authentic sense of the kids don't look like kid actors.
Right.
They just look like kids.
I know.
Everybody in this ensemble, however big, is playing the genre of music they want to play.
This is a very, like, selfish band.
Yes, everybody in this band sort of wants to do their own thing. They all want it their way.
I was using the restroom in my house, and there were these two dolls on top of the towel rack. Both dolls looked exactly the same, as if someone bought the same toy for their daughters so they wouldn't fight over whose looked better.
Welcome to this week's episode of the WVXU Discovery Podcast, Start Here. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Get set for a quick overview and sample of three podcasts today, two national and one locally produced, to help you navigate the ever-growing world of the podcast phenomenon. Plus, we're introducing the all-new Start Here Blast weekly e-newsletter. You'll get a personalized email with the podcasts we feature on Start Here. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here Blast email from the bottom of the page. Also, now you can rate Start Here on iTunes. And if you're a fan, a 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. So don't forget to rate us on iTunes today. And now, with special thanks for technical assistance from Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and writing research and curation support by Connor Eldridge, it's time to Start Here. Our first podcast this week comes to you from At Midnight host Chris Hardwick. The Nerdist podcast is the audio version of Chris's blog on Nerdist.com, hosted by Chris and his two friends Matt Mira and Jonah Ray. Each week, the three friends are joined by guests they describe as more famous than them to discuss anything nerdy, geeky, or just plain cool. The conversations are easygoing and hilarious as the hosts of the show talk with their guests that week about what they've been working on and what it really means to be a nerd. From Lawrence Fishburne to Paula Poundstone, Nerdist has a knack for extracting the nerd from all of your favorite artists and entertainers. Here's a clip from one of the more recent of the over 900 episodes of the Nerdist podcast, featuring Stranger Things creators the Duffer Brothers. Chris hosts the brothers to talk about all things Stranger Things, including their thoughts on the release of the second season of the show, which just happened a few months ago. Here, Chris and the Duffer Brothers discuss the trajectory of the second season and how the direction was altered slightly by the remarkable casting of the show.
When you say you came up with a pitch for Stranger Things, I'm so curious to know what the show was initially in your head.
We had a lookbook thing, and then we had a fake trailer.
Close to what it ended up being, except that originally it was just going to be one season, but it was the same. Eleven was going to sacrifice herself. It was going to be sad, but they would save the world, and that was what it was going to be. Until we realized no one actually wants. Apparently, no one can make money off of these limited series.
Well, true. They can't.
It was a fad when Wayward Pines. It was a fad,
right?
And then it sort of phased
because they realized it makes sense. You put all this money and resources into building up this brand, and then if it's a success, you're like, never. We're not doing it again.
Yeah, which is why with True Detective, they're like, okay, well, let's just get another cast. Yeah. All right, let's just try that. Yeah. We'll just try that again. Please come back. Please, everyone, come back, please.
But it's hard. You have to build. You're building a whole new world again. Whereas they, anyways, that was the biggest change. And then other than that, I remember I looked back at the pitch in the document to see how close we were after season one had come out. And I think the biggest thing is that the kids and the personalities of the kids that we ended up casting changed the course of the season a little bit, and Winona changed it. And I think actually it's a little bit lighter than was originally intended. It was more R-rated when the first pilot script. And part of that was us just making sure everyone in the industry knew if they read this is not a kid show.
Right.
And it's not intended for kids. So we had, F-bombs, and we had – the violence was much more gruesome and extreme. But otherwise it's – we just went through that pilot script and just took out some language and just took some blood out, and that was it. Otherwise, it's very similar to what was.
It was so well cast, and there are definitely shades of it with it. And Finn being in it too, who's great.
I know, he's amazing.
He's like super. We went to the It premiere, and I was with some friends, and we chatted with him and some of the people who were in it. And I think what's great about that and Stranger Things is that there is a real authentic sense of the kids don't look like kid actors.
Right.
They just look like kids.
Kids, I know.
They looked like your friend group, and I played D&D before you were born. And so that was exactly when you're watching this going, oh my God, this is fucking exactly what it was. This is how kids talk. This is how they interact. This is how they reason with the world. This little sort of nerdy bunch of kids is how they they use this fantasy world to process. And what an amazing idea to say, oh, what if the fantasy world were at, what if it was actually a real campaign, was what I always wanted when I was a kid.
A quick sample from a recent The Nerdist podcast with Chris Hardwick. Stay in tune with all the hottest topics in nerd culture with Nerdist, available now through WVXU's Podcast Central. Next up is a new addition to the WVXU Podcast Central Library. From the All Seen Eye music blog, Build-A-Band is a comedy podcast taking aim at the music industry and the characters that sometimes inhabit it. Co-hosts Taylor Ruckel and Christine Nolte adopt the personas of music execs as they attempt to make each other laugh with ridiculous and nonsensical pitches for bands. It's lighthearted, aimless, and fun to listen to. Their potential band pitches lead them down rabbit hole after rabbit hole, finding hilarious ideas along the way. The podcast started last September, and in its very first episode, Christine and Taylor build a metal band for Cat Cafes, a Halloween-themed sequel to Panic at the Disco, and a band managed by Arnold Schwarzenegger, just to give you an idea of what they do. Here is a sample from a more recent episode of Build-A-Band titled Cookie the Moocher. Taylor and Christine explore the possibilities of a Sesame Street band with Cookie Monster on the lead vocals. And here, the two delve into the fictional band Transgenre Cacophony, a band whose members are all simultaneously playing the genre they want to.
You're welcome.
Okay, all right.
Do you want to talk about Dash and Digressions?
Yeah, let's talk about this Dash and Digressions stuff we got. So our good friends Dash and Digressions, at Dash and Digress on Twitter, have sent us a couple of real thinkers. Not quite as instant gratification.
No.
Nothing is as instant gratification as pregnant Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh!
But we do have
that physically hurt me to
we
hear.
Have, we have Transgenre Cacophony, which is the a band name and a musical style, they say.
I like that.
Also Binaural Whispers. Mm-hmm. So these are both very very, very interesting suggestions that we should chew over a little bit.
I really like transgenre cacophony. I think that this is a pretty big ensemble with one person representing each music style.
I like this a lot. Anytime you get a group of musicians together, even if they are united in a single cause, more often than not, they all bring different genre stuff to the table. You could have even a band of four people where it's the drummer really likes jazz, or and the bassist is really into funk, and then the guitarist really likes metal, and the singer is a crooner.
No, that sounds like a disaster waiting to happen.
But usually they're all doing something different than all those things, so they can all come together and make something else.
Mm-hmm.
This suggestion sort of posits that no, everybody in this ensemble, however big, is playing the genre of music they want to play.
Oh no.
I'm really interested in the way this would and wouldn't.
This is a very selfish band.
Yes, everybody in this band sort of wants to do their own thing. They all want it their way. Mm-hmm. And so you've got...
Have it in a way.
Have it in a way that's all the ways at once.
Yeah.
And you've got somebody, and sometimes that works, and sometimes it doesn't, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's a guitarist playing this really syncopated, jazzy kind of thing, and the drummer is just a heavy metal drummer.
Oh, boy.
And so that doesn't really, maybe it matches up sometimes, but the jazz metal fusion thing doesn't work every time.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're sort of falling in and out of phase with each other.
Yeah.
And then maybe there's a French horn player there, too.
Ooh,
just
you're really into the the brass.
I'm really into the brass today. It's a brassy day, isn't it?
Mm.
It's we just got to get all the horns in this as we can.
Uh huh.
That wasn't a sentence, but it's okay.
It's fine. I'm really trying not to say anything bad, because now I know that my parents listen to this.
A quick snippet from Build-A-Band, a podcast of music and comedy for people who like both. You can catch up on all the latest episodes of Build-A-Band with WVXU's Podcast Central. Our local podcast this week comes from Dayton's National Public Radio member station, WYSO. It's called Dayton Youth Radio, and it's a platform for voices of Dayton's future to tell you what they have to say. Each episode features a Miami Valley teenager discussing something important to them, a family story, a romance, or the future of the country and the world. These real stories are short but meaningful glimpses into the lives of kids who will become leaders in our communities in the future. Here's a sample from a recent episode of Dayton Youth Radio featuring Centerville High Schooler DeMarco Brooks. DeMarco tells a story about a mystery that had bothered him for a while. He sought to figure out why there were always two dolls standing on top of the towel rack in his family's bathroom. When he asked his mom, he discovered an answer that made him even more thankful for his family.
I was using the restroom in my house, and there were these two dolls on top of the towel rack. Both dolls looked exactly the same, as if someone bought the same toy for their daughters so they wouldn't fight over whose looked better. Both dolls identical, same eyes, same hair, but they had on baby clothes with a different color, one red and one pink. I never understood why the dolls were there. It annoyed me because what are dolls doing in the restroom? When I got older, I asked my mom Joanne about the dolls. She didn't answer me. But I was young, curious, and could not realize how much importance it really was to her. She never said anything. She was just quiet. Whenever I would go to my dad about the situation, or about any situation, he would always send me straight to my mom, and I still would never get an answer. My family are Christians. We always go to church on Sundays. In our church, people sometimes give a testimony about how God has been important in their lives. One Sunday, the church started to talk about everyone's problems, and I remember it was loud, lights were on, and then it got quiet all of a sudden. My mother, out of nowhere, was singled out, and I knew something was wrong. At that time, I can remember our pastor saying to the church that God took my mother's two babies for a reason, and she started bawling out in tears right in front of us and the whole church, and I was so lost, I just felt so sad and hopeless. Later on that week, my mom sat me and my younger sister and brother, Yolanda and Damian, down and talked to us about my two sisters. I remember her telling us that they were really beautiful, just not healthy enough to live. Both were underweight and had trouble breathing. The doctor told her they wouldn't make it through the night. My mom was so devastated. She stayed the whole night with them, talking to them as if they were the best of friends since kindergarten. My mother had told me she got the dolls for remembrance. The dolls are very important to my mother and mean the world to her. We all hugged it out and told my mom it would be okay. You still have us. And she smiled and hugged us even harder. Finally, after hearing the whole story and finding the truth about my two sisters, it honestly makes you imagine a lot. What would they have been like? What sports would they have played? How tall would they be? What are their favorite colors? Wish I could have one chance to meet my sisters. It would really be a dream come true. The real message of this is for teens, or actually anyone with a sibling, to appreciate that gift and tell them you love them every day.
A short sample from the podcast from Dayton Youth Radio from WYSO. Hear more about kids that are shaping the future of our communities with Dayton Youth Radio on WVXU's Podcast Central. It's our maiden voyage to the Apple Podcast Charts via iTunesCharts.net to see what podcasts have heated up the very cold beginning to our new year. Two new podcasts have hit the top of the charts already, American History Tellers and Atlanta Monster. In just 9 days on the U.S. podcast charts, American History Tellers hit number one. It's the events, the times, and the people that shaped our nation and how our history affected them, their families, and affects you today. It's from Wondery, that's the network behind History Unplugged, Fall of Rome, and Dirty John, and now the new number one podcast, American History Tellers. The other new number one in 2018 is The Atlanta Monster. It's from How Stuff Works. It's a true crime podcast that tells the story of one of the city's darkest secrets, the Atlanta child murders. Host Payne Lindsay reexamines the disappearance and murder of over 25 African-American children and young adults. The Atlanta Monster, another new number one on the Apple Podcast charts. That wraps up this episode of Start Here, WVXU's Discovery Podcast. And speaking of discovery, astronomical discovery, that is, you want to check out our newest original podcast, Looking Up with Dean Regas and Anna Heyman. Dean's the outreach astronomer at the Cincinnati Observatory and co-host of the PBS series Stargazers and author of the book Facts from Space. Anna's the observatory's director of development with an innate curiosity about the cosmos. That's Looking Up, now at WVXU.org. And if you're turning into a podcast junkie and just can't get enough, try these two new discovery resources, NPR's The Big Listen with Laura Ober. You get an audio peek into great storytelling podcasts. And for a more blog-like written review and recommendation, NPR has Earbud.fm. They use unique categories to help you discover podcasts with things like advice, do it like a lady, and big ideas. And of course, Jim Nolan, Kevin Reynolds, and the WVXU staff feature our favorites on Podcast Central at WVXU.org. That's where we'll add your recommendations if you just email us at podcast@wvxu.org or call 513-294-8030 and leave us a voicemail. I'm Trip Eldridge for WVXU, and thank you for choosing to start here.